Ella Ella, a centennial celebration of Mama Jazz, is the latest installment of the Schomburg Center's annual Women's Month events. Novella Ford is the manager of public programs at Schomburg. She says it's all about making sure that people weave informed.
Whether or not we do that through film screenings or programs like our Women's Jazz Festival, it is always about learning. It's always about connecting history and the contemporary moments that we are in. And so the Schomburg Center is the perfect place for that because we get to explore all aspects of Black culture and we get to use every medium that is at our fingertips to do so.
And we'd like to start off with one of those good old good ones for you, Carl. Goody, goody.
Ford feels that sometimes women are the unsung heroes of jazz music.
Every year we get a chance to explore whether or not it's a different woman who has performed in jazz and or just highlighting some of the emerging talent as well as popular talent within the jazz world.
This year's festival is spotlighting different aspects of Ella's career.
I met her when I was about 12 years old, and my first recollections are actually seeing her live when I was a kid.
Percussionist Terry Lynn Carrington, one of the festival's many performers, became the first woman to win a Grammy Award for Best Jazz Instrumental Album.
She was really an instrumentalist, just with her voice. And I don't think anybody's really, you know, nobody's surpassed her yet with that unique quality to be really one in the band. She could stand next to Dizzy Gillespie, Roy Eldridge, you know, anybody, and hold her own.
Summertime. Singer Sharonay Wade says Ella's influence has made its way into her music.
Ella, like Terry was saying earlier, she's essentially a rhythm singer, a percussionist. She's swinging.
Multi-instrumentalist Casey Benjamin, a.k.a. Stutz McGee, believes Ella had a way of taking on all genres of music.
Jazz is always moving, and to me, Ella incorporating these classic American songs, this American songbook, is pushing the envelope.
The Women's Jazz Festival at the Schomburg Center is presenting tributes to Ella Fitzgerald every Monday for the rest of the month. In Harlem, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.